Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Carol Morgan came to Arvest Bank needing to get a loan. Let's hear what happens.
So, Carol, good news. You're approved for this loan and at this interest rate.
Yay, that's great.
You also mentioned you have some credit card debt. Would you be interested in rolling that into this loan so you're paying off that credit card at this same rate?
Really?
Yep, then it's all just one payment instead of two.
Wow, that's...
helpful?
Very helpful.
Personal loans made easy. Arvest Bank, ready to help.
And we welcome into the Lady Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Tough night, tough way to end the regular season for the Mount Salem girls as they fall to West Memphis 44-30. It's just a game where, I'll tell you what, I don't know if it was just if it set a spark when West Memphis got that technical foul, but I'll tell you what, they just took over in the second half. They just took over after that. It just it was all Lady Blue Devils from there. Let's go ahead and get our Dewey and Sons Plumbing player of the game for Mount Salem, and that's going to be Kate Gilbert. She ended up with 15 points. She's only a double-digit scorer as a game. Mount Salem really struggled, particularly from the three-point line. Now, Mount Salem actually only had one three tonight, and that was from Aston Yates. Those are only 3 points she had. 6 points on the night for Leah Jackson, four for Anna Grace Foreman, and two for Abigail Hodges. Leading scorer tonight for West Memphis was Janiah Tucker, the freshman, with 17 points. 9 on the night for Araya Hazley, 6 each for Tierra Bradley, and also for Packett. That was actually a freshman that just moved up from the junior high squad right after the junior high season ended. 3 points on the night for Cortasia Hollins, 2 for Jamie Golson, and 1 for Rihanna Bedford. I don't know why I keep saying Bedford. Mountain Home ended up with 15 points in this game tonight, West Memphis with 10. This game had four ties and six lead changes. And again, once West Memphis took the lead after not long after they got their technical in the third quarter, they just took over from there. I mean, it was all Lady Blue Devils from there. And with that loss, Mount Tom is going to fall to 21-6 on the season, 10-4 in the 5A East. The Lady Bombers will be tied with Jonesboro for third place in the 5A East. Jonesboro wins the tiebreaker for the three seed because they beat Mountain Home by more back on January 10th, more than Mountain Home beat Jonesboro on February 7th. The Lady Hurricane won the first matchup 39-30. It was just a one-point game back on February 7th, 41-40 in overtime. So, again, Mount Salem will have to sell for the four seed, and that means they will play the top seed out of the West, Valonia, who is scary good. They were considered by many preseason to be the state champs in Class 5A, so this is going to be a tough matchup for the Lady Bombers, which will be Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock, and that will be in the Class 5A state tournament at Russellville. As for West Memphis, they will improve to 22-6 on the season, 11-3 in the 5A East. They're going to finish tied for first with the Nelton Lady Raiders for the 5A East Conference Championship. Nelton will win that tiebreaker for the one seed, and so Nelton will be playing at 4 o'clock Tuesday. West Memphis will have to play, it looks like, Thursday afternoon at 1 against Little Rock Christian. And Jonesboro will be playing, by the way, against Greenwood. That'll be Thursday afternoon at 4 o'clock. So again, Mountain Homes next game in the Class 5 state, will be in the 5A, Class 5A state tournament at Russellville Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock. We'll have the broadcast for you right here. And that's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers postgame show as Mountain Home gets the 14-point loss. We're going to have an extended break in between games as this is senior night for West Memphis. So West Memphis is honoring their senior players and cheerleaders. So it'll be a while before we come back to you for the boys game, but we will have the boys game for you when we are ready. Again, our final score tonight, West Memphis defeating Mountain Home 44-30. You've been listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.